Ramble.
Hey everyone, before we start this, I can't start this podcast without bringing up George Floyd and the many other racial injustices that are happening and have happened in this country. And I just want to say that Smosh stands fully behind the Black Lives Matter movement. And if you want to get involved, we have posted four organizations on our Twitter, and we strongly encourage you to support any of them. I would suggest the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. It's a great organization, but obviously it's tough times for a lot of people out there. So if you can't support, there's a lot of other ways to get involved, and we strongly encourage you to do that. So with that said, enjoy this Best Friends pod that was recorded a little while ago.
Well, I mean, that's literally like how we met. You came out of your dressing room and you're just like, hey man, I think I kind of like interrupted you at lunch yesterday when we were all talking. So I'm really sorry about that.
That's me. Putting others before yourself is not a bad thing, but sometimes you have to take up space yourself and be okay with that and know that you're worth being able to do that. And I think you are now.
After Disney, we both thought like our careers were going to stay steady. Neither of us thought we were going to be famous, but we were like, but we're going to get work. We've never both gone to an aspen tree and said, baby, please.
Baby, please. Oh, shit. We just did. Oh, the stork is barreling through my window at breakneck speeds. Oh, God, there's a dead stork, but the baby survived. What do I do? This dead stork is protected in California. I can't go away for this. Shane, I will do the intro stuff, but then otherwise always feel like you can do whatever. This is
us.
Oh,
of course, man. This is just chill.
And even though this is like two siblings that are being left at home by their parents, Infinity did put me in charge as the older, more powerful sibling.
Jesus Christ. Already starting off.
I know, we're here, right? What's up, everybody, and welcome back to yet another Smoshcast. We are so excited you decided to join us today, because today is going to be a very fun, very special cast between two people and only two people. Usually we have way more. You heard that voice just now. You know who it is. Well, first of all, my name is Damien Haas, and this is my best friend,
Shane Topp.
Shane Topp, that's what I was going to say.
Damn.
I was going to say, look at him.
Four letters in our last name. That's all you need.
That's all you need. Look at that boy. Legs all the way to the ground.
Two arms. Maybe work.
Teeth. Flipping mouth chock full of them.
Just so many.
No spaces for new ones. But yeah, guys, today we're going to be doing a Best Friends cast. There isn't necessarily a rhyme or reason to it. We want to sort of freeform talk. You know, we have the questions that you guys have been asking us over the years, and we could have asked for those yet again, but we kind of just want to check in and see how we're feeling right now. Just The two dudes.
Just a recap on our friendship and see where things are now.
Speaking of recap, what do people? So for those who don't know us or whatever, very quick recap? What's our friendship story?
All right, so we were both on Disney Channel.
I was like, do you forget?
How did it go? We were both on Disney's So Random, where we worked together for about 8 months and became best friends. And then after that, we were unemployed for a long time and we became roommates.
Roommates.
And remained friends, and we weren't always roommates in that span of time. Eventually, I joined Smosh. Then eventually, I was able to get Damien on Smosh. And now here we are.
Here we are, baby. And the rest is history. Thank you so much for joining us on
today. That's it.
That's it. That's all of them. So we've just got some random questions from that we've written ourselves and that our dear head writer has also written.
That's right.
But some of his are ridiculous, like who smells better?
Yeah, our boss likes to ask very strange questions. He likes to try to start drama amongst us, which is impossible.
Yeah.
Just can't happen.
You can't. He's always like, hey, they're the two boys. Hey, listen, I do have a question for you. Okay, which one's funnier? I'm just fucking with you, but just kidding. Hold on. Which one is stronger? No, just kidding. Which one gets the girl? Which one's the best smelling man that gets the girl? And he's just like, okay.
Oh, my God. I've said it before. The most insane people at Smosh are behind the camera.
Yes.
You never see them. You never hear them, but they are the craziest.
Yes,
and arguably the funniest too, but just in a sometimes in a scary way.
It's actually I never know what I'm gonna get with him, and it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Like, he texts. Yo, sorry, go on.
I was actually gonna say he texts and to ask permission to call, which is always super nice. And you're like, sure, and then you hop on call with him. He's just like, hey, Damien, there's the boy. Hey, listen, what are your thoughts on like big cats and near? And I'm like, like my fat ass cat. And he'll be like, no, no, like ocelots, tigers, panthers. Like what kind of, what do you say? I'm like, being near them? He's like, yeah, super just like being near them and like feeding them meat. Hey, I'm just kidding. Listen, can you give me that script? Like, that's never happened, but like it's 100% a thing that would happen.
I fully believed that that was real. He texted me last night at like 8 p.m. It just texted me, Shane, ! He just texted me out of nowhere, Shane? And I respond, I'm like, it was just a question mark. And he just goes, just checking in, man. I was like, I'm doing good. He's like, awesome, love to hear it. And I was just like, how are you doing? He's like, I'm great, Fury.
It's like, what? See, what the heck is going on? I think that's really sweet, though, because it's very difficult for when someone is like a tippy top boss and you're their employee. It's difficult to maintain a good friendship there. But I do consider Finnerty a friend. So, there are those times where like he'll text me on a Saturday and he just wants to show me something cool, but it sounds like work. And so I'm like, oh, I'm getting work texts on a Saturday. But it's actually just him being like, hey, I want to show you this cool, fun thing I found. I just feel bad.
Yeah, I think probably part of it is like being our boss. There's always that trepidation of like, oh crap, did I do something wrong? Or is there some work involved here? So there's no way for him to contact us without it having that response in some sort of way.
He's going
to
hear all this. This is BossCast. No longer SmoshCast or BrosCast. Yeah, no. This is BossCast.
Yeah, just BossCast. Just going to talk about our bosses and how much they suck. Sarah Whittle, get out of here.
Get out. Ian Hecox, if that is your real name, stop it.
Yeah, just stop it. Just get out of town.
How do you feel about hopping into some of these questions now that we're done with Finnerty Caster?
Yeah, I think it's a very good time for us to be doing this because I'd actually like to point out something crazy. We learned in the pod, was it last week or the week before, that you and I got into acting the exact same way.
Exactly, not just like, oh, I signed on and then I did a commercial. No, literally exact same way. Third grade play. Was it third grade for you too?
For me, it was fifth grade.
Oh, wow.
So just a couple grades off. But.
Interesting.
But it was Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory.
And not only that, we both played the role of Willy Wonka.
That's right. That was our incredible. Breakout role was the exact same.
I think subtly that might be what started our like anime style rivalry. Like, you know, where it's never a bad rivalry, but it's always like, ah, I've got to get stronger for that. Because if you think about it, I'm about a year older than you. You did it in fifth grade and I did it in third. So I was 3 years ahead of you
in
power level and career strength points.
Just sixth grade, just super career strong.
Yeah. Well,
my power level at sixth grade was incredible.
By the time I reached sixth grade, I had already finished Willy Wonka 3 years ago. By the time you finished, you got to sixth grade, it had only been 1 year. You were ill prepared.
Damn it.
I know.
Shit.
And I remember all my lines.
How much community theater did you do? How many plays did you do?
I did so much, Shane.
See, I only did one play.
Really?
I did Willy Wonka, then I did Best Christmas Pageant Ever.
That was basically a Smosh sketch, wasn't it?
I did that one community theater play, and then I hopped right into film and TV. You know? Just got to keep it moving. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I guess some people who don't practice just working on the craft and honing it before jumping in the water... That is definitely a move some people would make. That's fair. I myself caught the bug of the theater and the bard after Willy Wonka and was in a legally distinct from Disney version of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves.
Oh.
And then Tom Sawyer, Charlotte's Web.
Oh.
I was in The Life and Adventures of Santa Claus. Really just bangers. All of them.
Those are some classic works there.
Yes.
That is some Daniel Day-Lewis level, criteria. And then you also train classically. You studied musical theater.
I studied the blade.
While you fools were...
While you were busy kissing girls, I mastered the blade. I don't know if I stole that from Game Grumps or if that's a like well-known meme.
I think it's just a meme. I just see the meme everywhere. While you fools were out partying, I studied the blade.
I studied the blade. No, so yeah, I trained classic voice training for singing and stuff because like musical theater. And then I did like a touring company thing in Atlanta where I went from like school to school to school and put on these plays and actually got paid to do it. So, wow, gosh, I guess while you were being a professional on-camera actor, I was being a professional theater actor. One of those sounds way harder to do in this day. I wonder if this we're just going to mess with each other the whole time.
Just shit talking the whole time.
So, what, Shane, enough about me. What are your credentials?
What are you good at? Anyways, moving on.
What gives you the right?
Why? So, Damien, why are you speaking? Anyways.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it's so crazy to think back that you were like, you were doing the classic college life when I met you.
Yeah,
like,
sort of.
On Disney, like, you were at Disney Channel working every week while still, like, living with a bunch of college roommates. I think you were still, were you still going to some classes at the beginning?
I was.
That's nuts.
It was crazy. I would wake up super early for like, I had this like science general elective and I would like skateboard to the class as fast as possible, hop in, like take the test, finish and immediately bolt out the door and like skateboard to get to my car to drive to Hollywood. I would make it to So Random Stuff like directly on time with not a minute to spare and be like, I think I passed that test. You know, it was too much.
That's what's funny is that sounds like a Disney sitcom in itself. Like,
yeah, right?
Oh boy, I'm late for class, but I gotta go to the show I work on.
Yeah, it's like two lives. He's got two. Two lives. How's he do what he do? And then it ends with me going like whump, and then the title screen, and I'm crossing my arms for anyone who doesn't.
Disney yeah, yeah, so. Doing the classic Disney cross arms.
Cross arms. So yeah, I think friendship questions about us. If you wouldn't mind, can I hop onto this list a little bit?
Do it. Do it, man.
I mean, let's warm up real quick before we hop into the nitty-gritty stuff. There's a question on here that says, who has better taste? And I originally would think that means like who has good taste in things, but it is directly after the question who smells better, which makes me think that they are sort of like if a blindfolded person licked an arm.
Yeah.
Who would they be like, ooh.
Ah, man. I don't feel like I would taste good. I feel like I'm just bland.
Really?
Yeah, I would say that I'm just bland. My diet is very boring for the most part, I think.
But that's the thing, Shane. Like, first of all, you smell like pepper, so that's some seasoning right there.
You're the only one who says that.
I don't think so.
Has said that I smell like pepper, but
well, I don't think anyone else has the right, because I'm your best friend. I can say that to you. I think other people probably like wait till you're gone and they're like, does he smell like pepper to you? And they're like, I think he smelled, was that him? No, that was him. Like, yeah,
I like the idea of you stopping someone from saying what I smell like because they don't have the right. Like, they're like, oh, Shane, you smell like, and you're just like, oh, bup, 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 bup.
Yep.
You may not.
I put my entire hand over their face. I'm like, shh.
You basketball shove them away.
Yeah. You will not say that to him.
You grab their face, lift them 1 foot off the ground, and then throw them.
That's true. I am quite the supervillain.
If we're talking about food, though, you definitely do have better taste than me. Like, you have an insane palate.
Oh, thanks, man.
Whenever we travel, you're the one. You know about every food. And it's not just like when we were in Australia, you were like, oh, yeah, they serve this type of crab here that is only native to this region of Australia. And I was like, what? I was like, I would never know that.
I appreciate that. I think it's because I'm such a glutton and that's what I'm excited about. So it's not like I'm Googling like things to do in Australia. What beach should I go to? I'm like, OK, what's the best, most decadent food that I can only get here? And then in Australia, they were like, well, it's a weird underwater sea bug. It looks like a nightmare. From the dude who produced Alien, and you're like, great, give me it. Like, I don't know.
It was created by James Cameron.
James Cameron. But I don't know, man. Like, I think in terms of taste of other things, you generally do better. Like, I'll gladly take the food one because I just like being a bit of a new food hunter. But like in terms of aesthetics, like your design eye, I mean, look, even the shot of your apartment right now, like there's decoration, there's symmetry. I've got this going on. every time I come over to your place, you're like, hey, man, you haven't been here since I did the blank to my apartment. Like, I turned my sofa upside down and moved my surfboard into my ceiling. And I'm like, oh, my God, this looks great. Like, no way. And like every time I come over, it looks better. Same with clothes. I'll be like, that's a sick jacket. You're like, thanks. I decided to invest in it for the year. And it'll be like the piece that I sort of center everything around. And I'm like, whoa, didn't even think you could do that. That's cool. Like, I don't know. I think for anime rivals, we're pretty aware of each other's strengths and celebrating them.
Yeah, because what I would say is, for lack of a better term, I think we're both kind of, I guess obsessive is a word where we hone in on a thing and we're like fascinated by that thing and we're all about it, right? Like, and for you, like food, like you're just fascinated. You want to know all about it. For me, like if I get into like, oh, like I'll start getting into like, you know, clothing or like sneakers and I'll be like all about all of it. Like, I'm like, I want to know everything.
Yeah.
And so.
And I'm the same way with like different things. So you and I have very similar drives for learning about stuff too. And I think it's also, you and I are very, we like to take opportunities when we see them. And I think that's, how to phrase this. If you want to learn something nowadays, it's on the internet. All right. The information is there. So I think you and I are the kind of people that can't just sit still knowing that that information is there and we could learn about that thing immediately, you know?
Yeah.
It's like we go and do that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. We crave knowledge.
We do.
At all times. I've been on a history kick, man. That's been my thing.
Yeah, you've been telling me about that podcast you were listening to.
Yeah. I mean, I've been listening to podcasts. I've been watching historical fiction shows. I've been reading like history stuff. I don't know. I don't know why it's suddenly like I go through those types of crazes every now and then. But yeah, man, I'm loving. I was listening to this podcast all about World War One and World War Two and all sorts of other stuff. Read a book about Cleopatra earlier this year. That was nuts.
Whoa, that's dope. I always find that interesting where it's like it's not just information or encyclopedic about Cleopatra. It's like a whole book about it. I'm like, are we learning new info about Cleopatra? Like,
yeah, man. Oh, dude, it's so legit the way it's told. Because it's told like chronologically, like a, you know, and there's some Game of Thrones level stuff in her life. I mean, basically they were talking about like, and this is way up until even
didn't
nowadays.
She die by taking an asp or something?
Yeah, that's the legend, but I think she ultimately just poisoned herself. But Mark Antony, who was, I can't remember. Yeah, he was there with her. He attempted to stab himself with a sword and it failed to kill him. And so he just like died a slow, miserable death. It's
damn.
Yeah. If you were a Roman leader, your fates were rarely good.
Generally.
But basically everyone was trying to kill you. I believe Octavian was the one who was trying to kill her, I think. I may be wrong. There's a lot of information.
Well, tell you what, I can't fact check you, but I think that's interesting. I think you are probably enjoying theater, not theater, history, because it is your body telling you it is time to become a father. It's a very dad thing. I don't know. Imagine like coming downstairs. It's just like, you know, there's that like singular interview with the person that's like, now the thing we didn't know about Herbert Hoover at the time is blah, blah, blah. And then it cuts to the black and white photos like, but Herbert Hoover's victory was short lived because blah, blah, blah. You know, and that's the History Channel.
Only watch it if you're a dad.
You can only
you
watch it if
you have
a dad.
To have a kid.
Like you gotta accidentally find one. Flip to the channel and then there's a knock at the door and be like, hey, do you remember that time you went to a diner 5 years ago and saw that really hot waitress and then things led to another and you're like, is my 5-year-old son?
No. There's no way for that to happen to me, but I often think about that scenario.
Really?
Like, look, there's no incident in my life where that could have happened, just being honest here. But I'm just like, how crazy would it be if you found out you had a kid and you didn't know at all? Like, how crazy would that be? I just think about that.
You just told everyone you were a virgin.
I'm sorry. No, it's impossible because I've never...
held hands with a lady, therefore she could not have gotten pregnant.
Yes, and that's how it works, but that has not happened.
We've never rubbed our tummies together in front of a bird so that it could tell the stork that we're ready.
Exactly. And therefore, we've never both gone to an aspen tree and said, baby, please.
Baby, please. Oh, shit! We just did!
There's an aspen tree!
Oh, no!
There!
oh, the stork is barreling through my window at breakneck speeds. Oh God, there's a dead stork, but the baby survived. What do I do? This dead stork is protected in California. I can't go away for this. Baby, you take the heat. You're young. You can withstand prison. I'm getting out of here.
Here, take these cigarettes and this knapsack and go.
It's the only way I can help you. Your name? Octavian. Never kill Cleopatra. And
don't
we're back.
You go back in time.
Don't you do it.
It is 11:45 in the morning. We are completely sober. This is just how we talk.
I just woke up, so I had to tie one on. You know,
just a whole thing of Jack Daniels.
White Claw for breakfast. Am I right, everyone? No, I'm kidding. I do like some of these things. This is a more meaningful question. Would you ever live with each other again?
Ooh. That's a tough one. I think the thing is this. I do enjoy having my own place. I don't know if I ever will end up living with someone unless I'm like married or whatever.
What?
So, but part of the reason is this. Having a job, like with the amount of work we do at Smosh, I do love coming back to my own space. Like, and just being like, this is my, mainly for my own kitchen. And obviously when we lived together, we had a bunch of roommates. So the kitchen was always crazy. It was impossible. You would get like, you had your quarter of the fridge.
Yep.
You know, and that just like drove me crazy. And there was nothing to do about it. Because by the end, our roommate situation was dope. Like we were all very legit. We were like, we were all younger. Like I was definitely not, like I'm cleaner and more organized now than I was then. Like I definitely would still, we would all like throw shit in the sink. Like we would just all do that sometimes. Yeah.
I think we worked as roommates, though, not just you and I, but that whole group, because generally we had similar, you know, definitions of what was clean and what was okay. Like, you know, and I think we were okay with having conversations, but also like we were young 20s and living in a house that was for some reason just the cheapest possible thing.
It was like, falling apart, like legitimately. It was the type of house that you would open a cupboard and it would like come off.
But at the same time, man, like. The rent was so cheap.
Oh,
like,
yeah. No, it was great. It was great.
And it was safe. I felt safe there. You were safe enough to live in a shed with no locks.
I felt semi-safe. I didn't feel always super safe.
That's fair. I mean, I kept trying to give you karate lessons. And you wouldn't let me do it. No, but
deflect bullets, these karate chops.
I think I would live with you again, but I don't foresee there being a circumstance where that's even a thing. Like, it's if life happened where we both needed roommates again or whatever, and it was just like, oh, what are we going to do? I would be more than happy to live with you again.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult when you work with a friend anyway, but like when you work with a roommate and you're seeing each other all the time, it's not even that you have a problem with each other. There's just no time to decompress. Right. And if I'm associating you with work as well, like, how could we have a rule where it's like, coming home, never talk about work. Don't do it. We got to leave that there. Yep. Like, that would be tricky.
Don't look at me for the first hour that we're back home. Don't look me in the eye. Yeah, that's what I say. Like, if we were both unemployed again, like, if we both found ourselves in a situation where we were out of work and we were trying, or we're trying to make ends meet, we're just working small-time jobs, then I'd be super down, because that was the situation. Yeah. And it was fun because, like, we did have a lot of free time. We were kind of like figuring out what our lives were. And so it was really nice to have a friend right there. Like, that was great. Disney, like, after Disney, we both thought like our careers were going to stay steady. Like, I didn't think, neither of us thought we were going to be famous, but we were like, but we're going to get work. Like, we're
Well, you have like a resume now where it's like, oh, you get some guest star roles more easily, you know. Yeah.
And when you come out to LA, you're told like all you need is to get a couple things on your resume. If you get that one show on your resume, then you're going to be just fine. And we got that. We had 26 episodes of a show on our resume. And you're thinking, oh, I'll at least be able to book commercials. And then years went by and like I booked like one commercial in like 3 years.
I think you and I had little successes here and there, but like, yeah, it was not a steady stream. Like I had to get a side job right away. And that was actually the whole reason we became roommates in the first place, is because when I first got off of Disney, I was still like, you know, living by myself in a one bedroom. And I was very excited to be doing that. I did that for like a year post Disney before we became roommates. And I didn't get a job then because I was like, oh, I have to be available for auditions and this is going to continue on right away. So I ran out my savings very quickly, but it wasn't out of like laziness. I legitimately thought, like, no, this is the best option. Man. If I get like a, you know, $8 an hour retail job, like I'm not above working that job, obviously. But if it interferes with my auditions, then that's no good. So yeah, it was, you know, rude awakenings. It was also a great time in life. Like, I don't know, we were both just young fellas figuring out the world, playing video games. We both had girlfriends at the time, and it was just like living our lives, you know.
I look back on it extremely fondly. Yeah, you know, like I lived alone right when I was 18, and like pretty much right after it was a little less than a year that I got So Random. So I my first years as an adult, I had this structure of like, oh, I have this great job and like everything. Mm-hmm. And so those few years and the years of us living together was me really like, I became an adult in a lot of ways because I had to figure things out on my own.
Would you say that this sort of took the place of what would traditionally be a college experience for you? Like this was your dorm life?
It's the closest I have of like living with a bunch of people my age. We're all trying to figure things out. It's like, there was a chaotic element to that house because the house, the house didn't, it wasn't a, you know, like I sometimes joke about like, oh, it looked like garbage, whatever. It didn't. It like, it was a regular house, but it was an extremely old house.
It was from the early 30s. Well, either way, close enough. But
it was around that time. And, you know, it was just like a mishmash of everyone's furniture. Like a lot of areas were just kind of like, oh, we're just storing our furniture in this corner of the room. Dude, the AC didn't. I didn't have AC in my back house.
And it was too expensive to use it indoors.
So it was hot everywhere. I mean, blisteringly hot inside.
But the good thing about that is we all sort of had to keep our windows open, and therefore we got this beautiful cross breeze. It would feel so refreshing, and I'd sleep with my window open in the backyard that we shared because, okay, so it was my room, had a big window, which looked out in our like little concrete seating area in our backyard, and then Shane's shed was across the way from there. So we could shout from each other's windows or whatever. There were three fruit trees, one of which was guava. And the smell of guava in the hot summer sun being the first thing that you wake up to was incredible. It was like poetry.
Yeah.
It was so good. Like, I just have such fond memories of like summer, waking up. I don't have anything to do today. Like, oh, God.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. I do love living alone. But when I lived in that house, most of my time was spent. I would go to the kitchen and I would like be hanging out and talking to whoever was hanging out in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Like I did that so often and I loved that. My spot was kind of at that table in the kitchen area. Like I would just be chilling there. I would love to study there just because I was like, oh, people will be walking by or whatever. I'll just talk to people as they're here. It was really dope.
Yeah, I'm getting all sorts of like sense memories right now. It's weird.
Yeah, man. That house was cool.
It was really cool.
And living with roommates was cool. And we filtered through so, because, you know, people were kind of like coming out of college or just trying to like figure out where their next step was. So we went through like, dude, we lived with like six different people in the course of a year.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was really cool.
But the good thing is that it was never out of conflict. It wasn't like, this person's out of here, and then this person can't pay rent, they're out of here. Like, it was always just like, hey, guys, I'm moving to Chicago to pursue my dream. That's great. Well, someone's going to take my place. They're also an artist. That's great. Like, you know, it was always fun.
There was never a fight or anything.
No, not really. I think I had some headbutting with one of our roommates a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I think that's the challenge. We're like, I think we both had some growing to do. I also think that like sometimes people go straight from their family lives to like a roommate dorm situation and you don't really learn what is normal. Your family life, what is normal to you might be crazy to someone else. So there's always got to be compromise. So this is a good question. Does working together, and actually, Shane, any of these questions that I ask, if you're like, that's heavier, I don't feel like it. Like, just we can move on to the next one.
For sure. Sure. Yeah.
Does working together put a strain on the relation or on the friendship or make it better? So does working together put a strain on the friendship or make it better?
Man, maybe this isn't a good answer. I don't feel like it has necessarily affected it.
Yeah.
Negatively or positively, because our friendship started working together.
Right.
Then we went to not working together, but coming back to this, you know, it's just going back to how it started. And our job is also so weird. Like, the thing is, our job is often just this, us hanging out, talking. If we had a job where it's like, we are lawyers, and at work, it's business, even if we have to be cutthroat towards each other and stuff, it's like, no, our job is to hang out.
We create things together, I think it hasn't put a strain on it at all. I think the only way it's really affected it is the fact that I mean, obviously before quarantine, we would see each other so often that there's much less of a drive necessarily to like make the time to see each other outside of it, because right. you spend so much of your week together already. So we definitely don't like hang out on weekends as much anymore, but it's not True. Like an active choice. It's just like, you know, I saw you like yesterday, you know?
Yeah, I'm tired.
I'm tired too.
Yeah.
And my build hurts.
I will segue though, that does remind me, like obviously you're extremely funny on camera. The level of funny that you reach when we're like hanging out playing video games, just chilling, is insane. Like it's impossible to recreate it on camera, because like there's the element of like, oh, we're on camera. Right. I don't know. There's just a looseness. But man, dude, cause like, I wish I could explain to people listening, like
I wish I could do it on camera.
the hilarity of Wombo Combo.
Oh,
but I mean, I'm the same way. Like, it's just, yeah. you're never like, you can't recreate, like everyone listening knows, like when you're just hanging out with your friends, just relaxing, just bullshitting, that's mm-hmm. when the funniest, or at least maybe it isn't the funniest, but I laugh the hardest.
I'm the same way. Yeah. It's hard to fully let go and just let yourself like be on camera. And yeah. I think we're pretty good at that. But at the same time, there is like a bit of a pressure. And like, I often have two trains of thought running as well, where like, you know, my mind is almost like directing a video while I'm in it too. Cause coming right. from a Smosh Games background, that's sort of what I was taught to do. Like Joven would say stuff like that all the time, where like, I think when I first started, Joven really tried to like, you know, take me under his wing a bit and would, you know, keep giving me advice, which was appreciated. So it was always just like, you've got to be thinking about the story you're telling in the video front to back. Like, where are we right now? What would be amazing to see? Like how, what is the best way for this video to end? And it was, you know, that's always running in my mindset as well.
Now, when you're playing Minecraft, think about what's your drive here? What does your character want?
Kind of.
And what's standing in your way?
Creepers. But I think working with you, I've learned a lot more about you. And like, really? I've learned about, yeah, I think so. Because I've learned about differences between us and Well, and just like how we work and how we approach things, how we approach conflict, what our mindsets are in terms of like socialization in the workplace and how you go about things. Like, neither of us is wrong. We're just very different. And I think True. That's actually been cool too, because it's not like, it's just learning more about a friend. It's like, oh, this is who you are in this situation. This is who you are in that situation. And I think that's been cool. And I think anytime we ever have had a conflict, open communication, we're so good at it, where it's just like, right. hey man, that thing actually didn't sit great with me. I'd love if we could talk about this and try this going forward. And it's like, oh yeah, of course. Like, we're so, you know, not, what's the word? Cut this.
I just feel like, yeah, like there's a trust there. And like,
yeah.
you're also very good about, you never let something sit. Like if something bothered you, or you're afraid of, you offended someone, you bring it up immediately. Like, you're not going to like be like, well, we'll see, you know,
because it occupies my entire think space.
Right. Right.
I'm like, oh, I did a thing wrong. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's literally like how we met, and I've told that story before, but like, it was like the second day of work, and I was walking in, and you came out of your dressing room. You're just like, hey man, I think I kind of like interrupted you at lunch yesterday when we were all talking. So I'm really sorry about that. And I was just like, I don't even remember, but
that's me.
No, it's funny. Like it's just such a defining moment.
That is one of the questions here on the list, is what was the moment you became lifelong friends? So it was probably just after that, hanging out in my dressing room, and
probably
somehow like a character made each other laugh, or we both did, probably when we both did like anime voice.
I think, yeah. So I think the moment that I think of is, there was this sketch. It was Sterling was playing the like super sarcastic kid, right?
Yeah.
And you were playing this character, and you had this red-haired like
curly
afro
wing. Curly, yeah. Like, it was like a short and tight, like curly,
yeah,
reddish,
yeah,
brown afro.
So we were just joking about the hair because it looked so silly, and then you were like, yeah, I'm like one of those Tekken characters. And then you just started doing the back towards camera but turning around and then saying like a taunt thing,
yes,
but in Japanese, and I laughed so hard. It was
that's
so
funny.
Good.
I forgot about that. Wow.
Because that's when we started joking about anime and like just like the anime like inflections and just,
yeah,
how it sounded so crazy. And then I think that's how like the Anime Brothers sketch was born. Was right
I think
there.
So. Yeah.
Because you started to do it and I was like, that's so funny.
Because that is also like such a specific thing too. Like it's more common nowadays. Like, I don't know. Like I think in the past 10 years, I think people have just been like, yeah, any kind of nerd culture. Awesome. But for me to like be cast in a TV show, meet another actor and like make a joke about like anime characters and fighting games are totally like this. Right. And for him to like not only be like, oh yeah, that makes sense. But to like, yes, and it and be like, yeah. Oh yeah, totally. And it's like this too. It was like, oh my God, someone like legit gets me. Like this was, it was really cool.
I wonder what that show experience would have been like if it wasn't for Yumi and Doug having a lot in in common. Cause Yumi and Doug very quickly were like, oh, we all love video games. And like,
I think it took a bit for Doug to sort of join in.
I guess Yumi and Matthew Scott too.
But I think you're right. Like we got there. It was Yumi and Matthew Scott sort of in solidarity as the new people, even though he didn't have as much as common with us in terms of like interests. But then Doug would join in. Like we all started playing video games in my room and it was just fun.
Yeah, yeah. It was so great.
Which of these questions do you want to do, my guy?
I wrote this one down. Like what's the hardest the other has made you laugh? Like, and just the problem is there's too many jokes.
There's like, too many, man.
Like I said, I brought this up earlier, but one time Damien was playing Bloodborne and I was watching him play. And he just started getting so into it. And like Damien's a very like animated, as you see on his Twitch streams and just in Smosh games, like you talk a lot and you're like very animated when you're playing video games.
Uh-huh.
And you were just crushing through a level and you're like, oh yeah, baby, wombo combo. Like just taking out this zombie. And then you decided to go into an impression of the zombie getting murdered. And you're like, wombo combo.
Well, I brought it up. I was like, imagine like the last words that you hear are some dude just like sprinting at you going like, yeah, baby, wombo combo. Like, because wombo combo was a thing in Smash. It was like a well-known like trending video or whatever.
Oh.
So I was just like, wombo. Like, as you're just like sliding down the blade. Like, like it's dark.
Yeah, you never think about how terrifying it must be to be an enemy in a lot of video games. Because, like, can you imagine for like a Goomba, your last sight is an Italian man just jumping 20 feet in the air and then landing directly on top
on
of
your
you,
skull, yeah.
Just killing you
on your boneless body because typically they just like like just immediately like they crumble under his weight. And I think people don't realize this, but this is Nintendo lore. Mario's bones are hollow like a bird, so he doesn't have a lot of like mass, so the velocity has to be obscene. He's just squishing right through those boys.
Dude, you'll just go on these tangents sometimes. Like, I don't know. It happens so much sometimes where like we'll be talking about something. I'll be like, yeah, I went grocery shopping and it was crazy. It was so crowded. And you're like, yeah. And then it's like this and this. And it's like a squid just rolling through the forest. Just like, I'm just like, yeah. What? Where did you get to that?
But I think that's part of why, like, it's almost like a selfish reason, but that's part of why it's so fun being your friend is because, like, you find joy in comedy in small things. Like, if someone is going to tell you a story, if someone's going to put an image in your head, you're really going to put yourself there. You're going to think about it. Like, you have a vivid imagination for things like that. So I'm a lunatic and I just sort of stream of consciousness stuff. When you point out specific things that I say, I don't even remember saying them usually, but you hear them and you acknowledge them and you'll start laughing about it, and that gets me in that moment too, and then I'll start laughing about it. And like, I think the moments where we laugh the most are just the ones where we together at the same time fall into those sort of laughing spells and like keep them growing together.
It's so good when it happens. It's so
A plus. If you ever got matching best friend tattoos, would they be?
God damn, that's a good question. You've mentioned getting a tattoo of your left leg on your right leg.
On my left, yes. To confuse predators.
What if I got your right leg tattooed on my left leg and you got my left leg tattooed on your right leg? And so when we stood next to each other, you couldn't tell that we're not one.
That's insane, dude. Because I literally had a sort of a canned answer for this because I wrote the question. Very similar.
What's yours?
My right arm, I would get the left side of Obama.
Okay. Right?
And then on your left arm, you would also get the left side of Obama. So when we put our arms together like this, It's like, oh, double left side Obama tattoos.
Symmetrical.
You don't put
Obama.
Them together. It's not symmetrical. No, it's not symmetrical. It's two amounts of the left side. So it's just double of the left side of Obama. So it would be like we got it in a mistake, but like we planned it and that's the joke.
That's
and we're
really
also not political people. So people will be like, you really like Obama. And you're like, oh, he has some good policies. And like you just have to play it off. Like, so you know what? In that way, we should get a president that's not even from our time. We're like Taft.
Yeah, just dude. Taft. Would Taft fit? Wasn't Taft very large?
You're thinking of Wilford Brimley. No, I think you're thinking of Grover Cleveland or Taft. I don't know. His name reminds me of Taffy, so maybe Taft is the colossal man. Oh, Taft is massive. Oh,
yeah,
Taft,
Taft's not fitting
Taft
on our
dummy thick with 18 C's.
Welcome back to the Dummy Thick History Podcast. Who was the most dummy thick president? Oh,
good question, Shane. I think the most dummy thick president would have to be William Howard Taft. I think he died in a bathtub. It means you can just wash him down when he's dead. You just open up the drain and then down he goes.
Whoever discovered his body was like, ooh, a treat. We're gonna be the only people who managed to get canceled for what we said about Taft.
Oh, I'm sure the internet can find a way to cancel us for Taft. I'm sure it'll happen.
God damn.
People have a lot of time right now.
I just like that we were supposed to all write some questions on this doc, and one of the questions is if we were to race down Dead Man's Bluff to both save the ski lodge and see who gets the girl, what would happen?
Okay, I'm interested in your answer for this.
If we had to race down Dead Man's Bluff to, so I'm assuming we're skiing, right? Or is it during summer? So it's
we are skiing, but it is during summer. Well, that's up to you. Are we skiing
we're
on gravel?
Down grass or gravel?
If it's
snow, I think I would win. If it's gravel, I think you would have some sort of trick up your sleeve.
Little does Shane know that the end of the path dead ends in a pit of lava.
You just have one of those like very classic bombs, like the round with the fuse.
The bowling ball with a string, yeah.
Yeah, you have one of those. You have like a long mustache.
Gadzooks and Bot Swain. Chardier will never make it to the bottom of Dead Man's Curve. Lest he be a dead man. Okay, God. Here's what I think would happen. It's late fall. We just got the first bit of fresh pow-pow for the season because it's very cold. We start skiing at the same time. You're bolting down there. I'm falling behind, but wait. Mm-hmm. What's that to the left? What did I just pass? As I'm going down the hill, I notice an injured animal. So I turn my skis around, start skiing up the hill to get back to it. It's a snow turtle. It's stuck on its back.
Yeah. Just standing perfectly still, but just going uphill on skis.
Yep, exactly. Snow turtle. I flip it back upside down. It grants me one wish. I look up to the girl on the mountain. I said, I just want her to be happy. Flash forward. 10 years later, she and I are living together. We have two beautiful children that we've sent to boarding school because we're sick of their shit. We look outside the window. You're standing there holding a radio, playing a romantic song, but it's for me. And I say, dude, I just want us to be best friends again. Let's never let a girl become between us again. And then I leave my wife so we can become cool roommates again. And we high five on Dead Man's Curve, where we look up at the same time on top of a mountain, see a beautiful girl. Then we look back at each other and we go, here we go again. And that's the whole end of the movie.
Not again.
Not again.
What's up with girls being attractive?
Ah, man.
This sucks.
All right. So I've got, in the same vein, Shane, in this doc, one of my favorite questions is, where is the amulet?
Damien, I'm never going to tell you where the amulet is.
Ah, damn it. I thought that would work.
No, just because it's on a podcast doesn't mean I have to answer it.
Well, that's not true. I don't know if anyone's ever fully read the Patriot Act because it's quite a mess. But if you are on the podcast, you do have to tell the truth, especially when revealing the location of all powerful ancient relics from Sumeria.
No, I will never give you the amulet. I don't care about the fact that you have my research assistant held hostage.
Geraldine will be one with the scarab soon.
I don't even care. Geraldine sucked. I have a new assistant.
I've called your bluff and eaten Geraldine.
No! Damn you!
There's Shit. Still time before the tummy juices kick in.
Just stuck in there.
I've swallowed her whole. I'm extremely uncomfortable with my distended tummy. I'm dragging it along the ground with a human shape jutting out of my side. She's pissed. Realistically, both Geraldine and I only have a few minutes left.
You getting into a car, having to swing your stomach into the passenger seat first.
Turn like a bit to the side of the one as I'm trying to get in. Like, no, you have to sit forward so I can get through. Damn it, Geraldine, listen to the sound of my voice.
You go to a McDonald's and be like, all right, can I get a... All right, what do you want?
No, you're not going to eat a large fries. You can get a kid's meal or nothing. Nuggets a burger, Geraldine.
All right.
Jesus Christ.
There's a question that I'm sure people listening will want to hear is, what are our favorite characters that the other does? Ooh. Like, what's my favorite character that you do? What's your favorite character that I do? Because I think I know. And it's not super recent, but I had a favorite and then that favorite got beaten out.
For you, Shane, the difficult thing about this man is that, like, you have this awesome ability to, even in scenes where you have to be like the normal guy, the regular dude or whatever, you're good at finding character within that. So you're never just going to answer like yes or no, even if you have one line in a scene. You can tell that it's like a fleshed out character. So that's the hard thing, because like everything you do is a character. So it's literally like, what's your favorite thing that Shane has ever done? And that's hard. Like, I can go to So Random Days and say Fly Guy. Also, you know, say Mr. Goodman from the So Random Days. And from Smosh, literally everything, dude. I don't know. Like, someone like Bryce Chrysler or whatever, I'm sure just had like one, you know, appearance in a sketch at one point. But like, we gravitate toward these things and we're like, we got to make this a thing. Love Harbinger. Love that you just had this wacky idea and you like, were like, yeah, what if I'm like this crazy old man that like, you know, is like, careful, don't go in there. And then you made a whole character based on that. Like, you impressed the hell out of me with that stuff. So I'll remember something as we go.
Oh, and yeah, for those listening, I just realized this. He doesn't necessarily have a name, but the Dumpster Wizard, we often refer to as the Harbinger.
Oh, did I just reveal some big Smosh lore there?
No, it's fine. We refer to him as the Harbinger because, like, in movies and stuff, the old man who's like, best be careful about that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what it's called. But I figured, I was like, that's not like a catchy name, but I don't care. People can call him whatever. Dumpster Wizard, Harbinger.
The Garbager.
The Garbager.
The Garbager. Ooh.
See, for me, it's about whatever, like any character you have, you'll just go into those. What I can't do that you do is you go into those phases where you're just spouting off so many jokes that it's like, it's lightning speed. And the first time I ever saw it was Mr. McNamara in So Random. But this was during a rehearsal where you had a chalkboard behind you. And the whole point is you're teaching a scene or you're teaching a class. We're making fun of you for your Irish accent.
Uh-huh.
But during the rehearsal, you just started writing stuff on the chalkboard. This was not specified. You didn't have to write necessarily much down. There was a couple things, but you just started going. And like at one point you drew a circle and next to it, it just said Babby or egg.
No, zero or egg.
Zero or egg. And then the whole chalkboard was filled by the end of this one take of a rehearsal. And I was dying at every single, because you were just nonsensically going. And it was all insane shit.
Thanks, man.
And then obviously back then, unbeknownst that it would become a show later, at lunch, I would like take swigs of water and Damien would try to make me spit it out with laughter. And he would always resort to Randall.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought that character was hilarious.
These guys like, women, huh? Like that's that dude.
The first time, because you said like, I thought like my grandma slept in the fridge, but it turns out,
it was something to that effect where it's like, you ever lose your grandma and then you find her in your fridge, but it turns out she's made of ham, like
and
that kind of.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm a lunatic.
And so Randall held the spot for a long time, but I gotta say, I think Augustus is like for sure.
You like Augustus,
dude? VR chat episode in Smosh Games is my favorite Smosh Games video of all time because it's you as that character. Just going off for like an hour. I mean,
thanks, man.
And people got fascinated by it. People who didn't know that you were on Smosh Games, people who didn't know like you were doing this for a video, they just thought they met some random person in VR And you had like a group of like seven people just following you around, listening to what you were saying because it was
That's
so
really
nuts.
Nice. Dude, thank you. It's Holy crazy. Crap. Should I stream VR chat? Should I get a headset and do that?
You could totally do that, man.
Oh, hell yeah. Dude,
that'd be so funny. If you did an Augustus stream, that would be incredible.
That's a good idea. I've only done that for Goose Game. That's the voice I did when I played Goose Game.
Yeah.
Yeah. But thank you, man. That's really nice. VR chat was hella fun. For those of you that don't know the episode, it's called Damien Knows the Way. It's when like the Knuckles thing was like, yeah. Do you know the way? The character that I chose for VR was Midna from Twilight Princess. And I did my Augustus voice. You know, Shane and I have written an Augustus sketch for Smosh before, and it hasn't quite seen the light of day. But maybe this character will find his placement at some point. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. We wrote a sketch where Damien as Augustus would be Ian's dating coach.
Yes.
I'm skeptical it will ever make it to the air.
It won't.
oh, don't worry. It won't.
It won't, but that's
it's
okay.
It's been hanging out for about a little over a year now. So,
maybe, yeah.
But who knows?
That's okay. You know, sometimes things don't quite make the cut, and that's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
One day, Augustus will see the light of day, and then you will know my name.
Exactly. Okay, we're getting close here to the end, so I guess it's time to switch it over to a shoot, dude.
Really? Already?
I think so, man.
Okay.
God, we're having so much fun.
Well, okay. One last thing though, because he says wrap up the friendship convo.
Okay. Okay.
So can I ask one more question? Because I think this would be cool.
Do it, man. There's no rules.
No rules. Just right. Epic Steakhouse.
What if we just kept talking and they just can't end the pod?
What if we call this Kevin's difficult day?
24-hour pod.
24-hour podcast. Our writer had asked some good questions here, and I think it's a good note to end on. Shane, how has Damien grown? Damien, how has Shane grown?
I think you've definitely gotten more confident in yourself over the years. And like, yeah, because I don't know, you've taken on so many things now. Because there was a long time. I remember, you know, I wasn't the one who necessarily got you into it, but I remember forever ago being like, dude, you should do Twitch. And you're like, I don't know. And now like here you are kicking ass there.
Oh,
and
thanks,
like
man.
VO, like I've watched you take on so many endeavors. You've always been a hard worker, but now like you really do take on a lot of things and you get things done.
Thank you, man.
And that's cool to see.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Yeah. While also somehow maintaining our insane like brains and comedy, still managing to like become an adult, you know?
Thank you, man. That means a hell of a lot. I'm very proud of you for finding your focus. I think you are such a multi-talented individual that like you were blessed with too many options because of how many things you would be good at. I think it's been very impressive to see you focus that drive on like one or two things and really excel in them, which you have. I also feel like you're no longer afraid to like take up space. I would never think that you're an unconfident person, but putting others before yourself is not a bad thing. But sometimes you have to take up space yourself and be okay with that and know that you're worth being able to do that. And I think you are now. You're more comfortable speaking your mind. You've always been a kind person and that's not changed, but now you're able to like, I don't know, just talk about things when they bug you and before they build up and own things professionally and like, you know, be like, no, this is my space and I feel like this will be a good idea. I don't know. Like, I'm proud of you in general. I feel like you've really come into your own and you're someone who is so heavily influenced by like your brothers who are older than you and all that stuff. I don't feel like you're chasing anybody anymore. I feel like you are comfortable being Shane and being successful in your own way.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Hey. Thanks.
No worries, my dude. But
you've definitely been my like biggest cheerleader over the
years.
Like, every convo I feel like I have with you outside of work or outside of off camera is me being like, yeah, I don't know about this thing. And you're going, dude, you should totally do that.
You can do anything.
Totally do that. Like, yeah, it's definitely.
Because you can, Shane. You can do anything. If you were like, I don't know, I want to make a video of 2 minutes of just me looking at the camera and going, no, no, no. That would get 6 million views.
No, you're a very supporting person. And I think it lends to why your Twitch stream has done so well is because
I think
you give people confidence and you give people hope.
That means a lot.
You believe in people, and it's very rare nowadays. I feel like most people nowadays kind of are very pessimistic about everyone, and so it's very refreshing.
Thanks, dude.
Well, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Best friends.
Locked in. No take backsies.
With William Howard Taft, tattoos, unite.
Unite. He will be riding a skateboard and say, Scubway, eat fresh.
Scubway.
Yeah, and I don't know what scub means. I think I made it up. If it's a weird word, then ignore me.
All right.
This is great. Let's do that shoot, dude.
All right, guys. We're going to swing it over to our shoot, dude.
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 All right. This shoot, dude, comes from Jordan. All right.
Uh-oh.
Jordan says.
I'm going to be skeptical.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Jordan, you better have something good because you got two skeptics.
And make it quick, Shane, because I really got to take a big old crap.
Great. Jordan says, about 2 years ago, I worked as a shift manager for a McDonald's in my town. This specific store was actually located inside of a Walmart, and being that it's my hometown, I saw a lot of people that I knew. One night, this girl, who I went to school with, and her boyfriend come to the counter. While I do know this girl, I'm better friends with her best friend who lived out of state. Since I know this girl, I try to make small talk with her. To understand why I said what I said, you have to know two things. This is in all caps.
Oh, buddy.
Now it's no longer in all caps. One, her best friend, let's call her Mary, was pregnant at the time. Two, the girl I'm talking to, let's call her Ashley, is a very petite girl. I'm talking like toothpick size. But she seems to have a little bit of a belly starting. Jordan,
I don't know what more you can say to make me be on your side through this, but go on.
Okay, so his friend Mary is pregnant but lives out of state. This girl is very petite. But looks like she has a little bit of a belly starting. Great. So what my dumbass decides to say is, hey, did you and Mary decide to get pregnant at the same time so your kids could be best friends too? Because that's adorable. This next sentence is in all caps. I'm sure you can assume what her answer was. After apologizing profusely for the next 60 seconds, I take their order. Nuggets and a small fry. But I still feel bad. So as a manager, I bumped them up to a large fry as a way of saying sorry. On the way out, one of my coworkers heard Ashley say, he called me fat and then gave me a large fry.
Yep.
Shoot, dude.
Shoot, dude. Here's a little tip. Doesn't matter how close or not close you are with a person, maybe just don't comment on a woman's body ever.
Oh,
maybe just
God.
Don't. Like, I know it was the first joke that came to your mind, but just like, don't. Just don't.
That is a nightmare.
That's awful.
That's such a shoot, dude. Oh God, I can't believe I'll say hi to a friend that I haven't seen in a long time, and they're very clearly pregnant. Mm-hmm. But I still don't say anything in case that they got very strangely gained weight. Like,
yeah.
Just, all the weight formed in a perfect sphere.
Yeah, they're like, I'm suffering from malnutrition and therefore my belly is swollen and that's why I look like that. It's like, no, like, just don't. Just, that's a major shoot, dude. Just don't. Just don't do it.
Oh, God.
It's also like, it's not, just don't comment on people's bodies in general.
Yeah.
Unless you're at the gym and it's another bro and you're like, hey, looking gains. Like, even that's weird. But like, even if people mean it nicely, like, hey, you're looking tired. You getting enough rest? Like, nobody wants to hear it.
Yeah.
It's not fun for someone.
I saw a tweet that I actually really live by, and it was like, hey guys, and probably this is for anyone, but it was like, only compliment people on stuff that they made a decision to like be a part of their ensemble that day.
Yep.
Right? And only use just positive adjectives like, hey, cool hat. Oh, nice shoes. Like stuff like that. And I complimenting people's shoes is my go-to because I love I'm obsessed with shoes. I think shoes are dope.
Nice.
And so when people have cool shoes, I always point it out. I'm like, dude, nice shoes.
Yeah.
Women's shoes, men's shoes, I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
If I see cool shoes, I let them know.
That's nice to support. Yeah, absolutely. Let it be a choice. Like whatever their choice was that they made, you can say good choice. Everything else.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hurt from that. That one's real. That one's real.
I think it's probably real.
That's for sure real. It's the setting is very believable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Oh. Yeah, and adding the large fry, I see where you were coming from, but oh boy.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, sorry, fatty. Do you want a big old fry? Like, it's just, it's the worst thing. Like, you definitely added insult to injury, so.
Oh, God. Brutal. Oh, all right.
Well, or Norbrew.
Hey guys, you can send your shoot dudes to shootdude@smosh.com. It is shootdude@smosh.com with
yes, that
two
is true.
O's in the dude.
And y'all, we do this Smoshcast every week. We are available on Wednesdays wherever podcasts are found. If you like what you saw or listened to, please rate us 5 stars. It really helps us out. And we would greatly appreciate it because we love doing this and want to keep doing it. If you want to see a video version, that comes up on our Smoshcast YouTube channel on Fridays. Otherwise, we'll catch you next time, y'all.
Yeah, guys, just have a... Have a good ass week.
If I could make a wish for you, anybody in this world, I hope you get yourself a friend as good as Shane. So,
oh shit.
Bye, my friends.
You guys get a good friend as Damien.
Thanks, man.
Let us know what tattoos, matching tattoos, Damien and I should get.
That's true. Have a wonderful week, y'all, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.